Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. Celebrating loved ones on Valentine's Day passed us with sweetness. Meanwhile, our love story with the Gunflint is ritualized in daily magic. This northern land of white remains enchanting and has not shown much change since we last met, in spite of adding a few days of some nuisance snowfalls. I define nuisance in this case as not being prolific in accumulation. However, snow has fallen enough to require removal from drive and walkways. Nevertheless, most folks know if one resides in these parts from October to May, you'd better love it, as snow in any amount is a fact of life. I was chatting with a friend down the road, and each of us reflected deep appreciation for the character of winter. Though, fact is, after the past week, we both admitted to getting tired of moving snow on consecutive days, especially when amounts were in the puny 2, 3, or 4-inch range. Yours truly shoveled, plowed, and cranked up the snowblower 4 out of 5 days during the stretch. While this neighborhood has not accumulated amounts like other big snow zone areas along the trail, mounds of the white crystal around Wildersmith have still grown to the point where it's hard to find a place to pile it. Thank goodness for the invention of mechanical means, as it makes the physical shoveling part minimal. Temps in the territory have mellowed from the bitter cold of a couple weeks ago. Nonetheless, the mercury around Wildersmith has tinkered with 0 and below for a number of days leading up to this news report. Anyone who says it can't snow when it's been around 0 has obviously not spent extended time in border country. Whereas we may have snowier days ahead of us, enthusiasm for things of spring is budding. I've received my second seed and plant catalog, while the green thumb gal residing over on Loon Lake has ordered her seeds. At this point, when it seems greenery might have forgotten about chlorophyll, I suppose many folks along the trail remember green up come June and are dreaming of getting their hands back in the dirt. On a related note, our increase in daylight minutes is becoming increasingly conspicuous. By the next time we meet, winter will be heading into the final stanza on the calendar, and we'll be moving along under the waning spell of the Ojibwe full sucker moon. Whether one is a winter zealot or not, folks not in tune with our deep white landscape can take heart. There's more cold and snow season behind us now than in front. A newcomer to our deckside critter cafeteria happened by in the past week. Whereas one pine marten is often hard to distinguish from another, this new one is easily set apart from the others. Considerably smaller, perhaps a yearling and cute as a button, the mini furball was so diminutive its jaws had difficulty opening wide enough to get a good bite on my poultry provisions. Not only hungry, it was quite curious. A morning or so ago, it climbed up on a lawn chair, folded against the house, snooping around the windowsill. For a few moments, its nose was against the glass, a daytime peeking marten, mind you. Fortunately, I happened to be looking out at the time, and we met face to face, with only clear plate between us. It looked in, and I looked out, eye to eye, before it climbed down, maybe wondering what or who was this ogling guy all about. On a couple of other days, this omnivorous weasel cousin sat on the feeding rail munching seeds and peeked in some more, perhaps absorbed by my movements about the kitchen. The Smiths look forward to continuing visits from this youngster and watching as it grows up. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great, regardless of what nature delivers.